I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus will head Bangladesh's interim government. Former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country amid a mass uprising against the rule. Leaders of the student protest, the chiefs of three divisions of the military, civil society members, as well as some business leaders, met with the president Tuesday to decide on the head of the interim administration. An Iranian plot to kill former U.S. President Donald Trump appears to have centered on a Pakistani man with ties to Tehran who hoped to also target other high-profile politicians and officials. VOA's Jeff Seldon with more.
The suspect, Asif Merchant, who was arrested on July 12th, allegedly tried to hire hitmen who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Federal officials are not publicly identifying whom Iran and the arrested suspect wanted to kill, but media reports say the FBI believes former President Donald Trump, who recently survived an unrelated attempt on his life, as well as current and former U.S. officials, were intended targets. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports that the U.S. is sending Navy fighter jets to a base in the Middle East to help protect Israel.
About a dozen Navy FA-18 fighter jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have flown to a military base in the Middle East as part of the Pentagon's effort to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq